A new study finds that New York is not investing enough in clean energy resources. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, it argues that state leaders need to substantially ramp up their green investments to protect the climate.
The pro-clean energy coalition New York Renews helped fund the study from the University of Massachusetts Amherst, which finds New York's public and private sectors currently invest $6 to $7 billion a year into renewables like wind and solar and energy efficiency projects. One of the study's authors, Robert Pollan, says that needs to increase fivefold to about $31 billion a year if New York State is to reduce its carbon dioxide emissions 50% by 2030.
New York State already has very ambitious goals and has a policy infrastructure in place, and those are quite favorable developments. The problem is the level of commitment in terms of funding and regulatory enforcement is just not there.
New York State's clean energy strategy only calls for reducing those carbon dioxide emissions by 40%. But Pollan says the state needs to be aggressive since it already missed one green target by failing to generate 29% of its electricity from renewable energy by 2015. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says the state has been making major investments in clean energy, but their efforts are being thwarted by Washington, D.C. Hochul's referencing Republican initiatives on health care and tax cuts that have threatened to cost New York billions.
That goal was obviously set in place at the time when we were not, you know, dealing with such assaults from Washington. And if, you know, reason prevails and they back off from this, yeah, we can get back to square one.
New York's finances are also in jeopardy because of a projected $4.4 billion deficit. But Pollan says there are ways to make the investments feasible. He proposes a carbon pollution fee. New York Renews plans to push a bill to do just that in the upcoming session of the New York State Legislature. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.